This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3.
Hello.
It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, day two of the isolation vacation. I don't want to call it a vacation, although it's like such a life change working from our homes that it does kind of have that feel. The Looking Glass, I believe, is still working. That's radioalice.com/watch. Is Vaughn there this morning, you guys? Am I completely alone here?
No, I'm with you.
Okay, great.
I don't know what's going on.
I figured. I am well aware of that. Ha ha. Oh, perfect. All right. So one of the things that people are doing to cope with all this is coming up with the interesting and creative ways to use things like Instagram to stay in touch with people. Eddie, after I understand every show for the foreseeable future has been canceled, and so you can't. Oh, boy. Well, I'll start my intro for Eddie later. That's fine. Is Eddie there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, guys. How are you?
Oh, so good. Hey, Ed. Nice to talk to you, first of all.
Good to talk to you guys, too.
And so you are down in, you know, what do you live in? Malibu, someplace fancy, you know?
Well, I call it, it's more like Malabama.
Malibu. Why is that? You're in the ranchy area?
Yeah, I'm up in the mountains above Malibu.
So the other day, I guess it must have been yesterday, I saw that you had done a live Instagram thing. And I went, I'll click on that. And you're doing stand-up from your house. So this is what we've come to.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I don't know what else to do. My life has been always, for the last 25 years, I've performed stand-up comedy every night. And I don't know how to not do it. So all day long, I talk about these jokes with my wife, and then I have nowhere to do them. So
your wife must be loving this isolation.
Oh, she wants to murder me.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't. She was laughing at your stand-up.
Did you just finish a tour in Australia?
Yes, I did.
How long have you been home?
I have been home for about 8 days.
Oh, okay. So this has changed so quickly. Was this big news in Australia for you while you were there?
I kept talking about it on stage every night in Australia, and they were laughing at me. Like, you're crazy. You're just American. And I stopped. I canceled my meet and greets this year. I wouldn't do them after the show, and I would just go straight back to my hotel. And people were like, where are you? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you selling merch? Why aren't you? And I was just like, the end of days are coming. I'm out of here. And
you were an early adopter.
Oh, yeah. I was elbowing everyone. And people thought I was the weirdest guy in the world. And I was like, nope. And you know Arch Barker.
Yes, you know Arch.
Arch Barker, who's from the Bay Area, he was over there too. And Arch has always been a germaphobe. So this was just normal for him. Mm-hmm. And everybody kept saying, oh, you're like Arch now.
Oh, yeah, I see.
No, I'm like the world now.
Yeah. I saw it coming. I saw it coming back in December. I was like, this thing looks
How long from your last stand-up to your plane ride home?
I left probably my last show was at like 7 o'clock on Sunday night, and I was at the airport at 4 a.m.
Oh. The next morning.
Yeah.
Oh wow. So you didn't hang out and go, because you know a lot of people there. I imagine you would normally stay and go for a surf or something, right?
Yeah, I got the surfing in early. And there was no surf, so I went to a wave pool.
Oh, fun. So you got to try that?
Yeah, it was amazing. Oh, it's life-changing.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Like the setup that, what's the guy's name in
L'Amour? Kelly Slater has in L'Amour, yeah.
Yeah. It's really, really fun. And they're building one down in Coachella, in the Coachella Valley.
Coachella?
So, Palm Springs. Yeah. So the guy that built the one with Kelly in L'Amour is building another one. And they're just going to it'll be like almost like a golf community, but a surf community.
So like a resort?
Yes.
Nice.
Those things are catching fire. That's, you'd think, although any place where there's a big wide, Australia is a great place to have some of those, right?
Yes, yeah, the funny thing is they're really good to have near the beach, because you only get waves, as Vinny knows, the wind is bad, the waves aren't coming, and when they don't, you've got a whole bunch of guys that are frothing to go surfing, and there's this pool, and it was packed. I mean, I would make an appointment to go, and I could only find, over a two-week period, I could only find, two slots. I had to go at, 9 a.m. one day, and at 4:30 another day, and you get, I think you get 1 hour, and you get about 12 waves in 1 hour.
Oh, you get to book that thing for a whole hour?
Yeah, so you're in there with about 18 other people, and it's almost like a treadmill. You're just going around in a circle. You ride your wave, you paddle back out. You ride your wave, you paddle back out.
Oh, that's so fun.
And if you miss, everybody sees it, and everybody looks at you like, oh, what an idiot.
What a waste of a wave. You could have got that one.
Blew your turn. Oh, well.
Yeah. So just quickly, getting back to what you're doing on Instagram, which I thought was, it's sort of one of the first things that I'd seen. Michael Franti had started doing the Stay at Home World Tour, which I think is kind of genius. And I'm seeing more and more people are just like, okay, well, this is where I'm seeing people. This seems more like personal therapy for you than necessarily needing to see people. You're the guy who's walking. I know you. You can't shut up. I'm sure your wife is like, oh, please, let's funnel this toward an outlet. So she sits on the couch and films you. Did you do one last night?
We did one last night. And after I had this bit of a talk, because we had tried to put a schedule together, because we have two little children here. We have a 5-year-old and a almost 1-year-old. And we're trying to put some structure together for them and for our sanity. And so let's just say it was a difficult process.
Yeah.
And so my wife goes, get up and do your show now. And I go, I can't perform to an audience like this. And I go, you're angry.
Yeah, she has to be in a good mood and be receptive. Although I will say, she laughed at everything you said on the first one that I watched, even the stuff that wasn't funny. So she obviously
Sarah,
really loves you.
she didn't laugh as much night two.
Oh, that is too bad.
Oh.
Well, maybe you should just set the camera up and leave her out of the mix. If she's going to crush
great.
Your vibe.
Even less of an audience.
Yeah, well, you're live. You'll see people on the thing.
Eddie, you just brought up a good point, which is something we had to do yesterday. And I don't know if people, I know there's people that are a lot better parents than myself, for sure. But the whole scheduling thing, my missus printed out an actual schedule so the kids know what time everything's happening. So there's art time. Reading time, exercise time where we go for a walk, lunch.
That's
nap,
brilliant.
Like quiet time. Like it's a whole schedule. She printed it, gave it to him. The little one doesn't know anything, but the older one is able to read.
How's Hulk baby doing with
She's
that?
Got no idea. She just goes with the flow. But the older one now knows what, this is chores time. What are we going to do? You know what I mean? It's kind of, it worked. It was pretty good. We did it for the first time yesterday.
Well, you're giving her a little bit of structure.
Yeah, we have to, because if you don't, the kids will just turn into they look like a 22-year-old college student just laying on the couch watching TV all day.
At this point, I'd be like, yeah, watch more TV. Your daughter, who is pretty, I don't know if you follow Eddie or not on Instagram, Eddie Ift, I-F-F-T. Your daughter has more energy than 12 monkeys trapped in a barrel. Like, she's, I get exhausted watching her. So, like, the she's singing, she's out front just randomly throwing her body around. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so glad I don't have little kids right now.
Sarah, I'm ordering one of those dog treadmills where you put the dog on a treadmill and a harness.
Yeah.
And it can't get off and they just have to run. And I'm
oh,
just
going
to strap her to it. And then she doesn't, you know, she can't get off of it.
That should be perfect. Wear her down. You know, the problem is she's going to get into marathon shape and then she's going to have to be on that thing like 6 hours a day. You're going to make her, you're going to make her into the $6 million kid.
She, every 10 minutes she comes to me, she's like, Dad, let's do this.
Which one of you two does she get this from? Because she is for sure hyperactive, right? I mean,
oh, who do you think?
I think it might be you. Is that a...
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. Yeah. But I'm smart because I realize it, so I just shoot with the tranquilizer gun right in the neck.
All right, listen, Eddie, I wanted to make sure people knew that your family's okay, you know, you guys are isolating like the rest of us, and that B, there's stuff for you to do on Instagram. Like, there are people who are putting some real effort. I mean, I assume you're going to be writing jokes all day and you'll perform them this evening.
That's what I did before. That's what I'll keep doing and just try to keep it as normal as possible. And I'm glad to hear that you guys are still doing the show.
Yeah,
and
we're doing our best.
Let's just try to stay safe as possible.
All right. Social distancing, everyone. Hey, thank you, Eddie. We'll talk to you soon. I'll be watching you tonight.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you too, Eddie.
Love you too, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. That's Eddie Ift. And I would say that I actually have a question. Bryn, so it sounded like his volume changed quite a bit. How did that sound? I know we're getting a weird feed from the station, so I'm just hoping that sounded okay for our listeners.
I'm sure it sounded the same way. His feed, I think, was a little bit just muddy, you know, but that's the best you can do it for probably with a cell phone.
Yeah, cell phones, they're the best. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's a little celebrity trash for you. Tom Brady, and it has nothing to do with coronavirus. Tom Brady is
staying in New England.
No.
Oh.
Tom Brady is officially leaving the Patriots.
When did that news break?
5 minutes ago.
Oh, my God. Where is he going?
It's Brandy. Nowhere. He does not have a... let me write. Read you what he said. To all my teammates, coaches, executive staff, blah, blah, blah. I love you, love you, love you. He is saying the support's been overwhelming. I don't know what my football future holds, but it's time for me to open a new stage for my life and career. And I mean, honestly, it's a very, very long statement. They're saying the Vegas Raiders, the LA Chargers, the Tampa Bay Bucks, the 49ers. Yeah, there's a lot of those that have already been debunked. So the answer is he's not going to be a Patriot anymore.
So that's the news is it's official. He's not signing with the Pats.
Exactly.
But he has no idea where from there he's going.
Right, and he would be an expensive get, and you'd be lucky to get a year out of him, in my humble opinion.
The Chargers want that.
Yeah.
They need anything to give them some star factor to keep up in L.A. They're the Rams are the team there. San Diego Chargers. People on TV still call them the San Diego Chargers. So, and that's, you know, they're L.A. now. So... they probably would take him for a year just to have that star factor.
Yeah. Well, he's 42, and yeah, you're right. And that would, I mean, not that they're not on the map, but that would be a huge get, and that would be, and people would come to see him too.
Absolutely.
So the home games would be big. But that's the official word is Tom Brady's leaving the Patriots. No further update. Thanks for the memories, he says.
I did hear that the stadiums that are being built, including the Vegas Raiders and the LA Rams Chargers, have been delayed because of the coronavirus.
Oh, right.
And
of course
they're all trying to get these things ready for this upcoming season. So it'll be interesting to see if they're ready. But as far as the Chargers go, they're sharing a stadium with the Rams, which is that's the main LA team. So they need they're going to be in the same stadium and have half the fans, if not less. So, you know, a Tom Brady get would probably be good for business.
You know, it's actually, I just realized that if this does, this whole coronavirus thing lasts as long as some people are projecting it might, there might not be a football season this year, which means that Tom Brady's now 43 as we aim toward whatever his next thing is.
So I see your point. Good point.
I'm just thinking, you know, who really knows what the future holds? Luckily for him, I think he'll still be able to feed his kids. I think he's got some money saved.
Yeah.
And he did, I mean, part of the news last week was that, as he was jokingly like, I've got a big announcement to make. I have a production company. So he's clearly parlaying his fame into other things. Whether he plays any more football or not remains to be seen. And, you know. I'm sure he'd love to get at least one more season. Although why, I don't know. All I feel like is whenever you take that last, I mean, I get it. That's his life and that's what he loves. But you're 42 and you're healthy. And you had all the money. Like, don't, what do you want to risk a knee? Now you're hobbling around the rest of your life?
Or he crosses the street and kicks their ass and has taste victory on a level he never has. That's got to be it, right?
Right. I mean, it has to be that.
What's driving him? It has to be that I'm going to get another Super Bowl without that dude. And that dude in this case is Bill Belichick.
Right. I'm going to prove I can do it by myself. Man.
I'm going to get that and then I'm going to rub it right in his face. Oh. Bunk.
I thought they were good friends. I like to think of people who work together as being good friends, you know? But I guess, you know, it's like every band, they say that the band is a united front from the outside, but that there's always, you know, you always hear about these actors like the Eagles. I'll never work with those guys again until the money's right. You know.
Well.
All right. How about something else that isn't coronavirus related?
Yay.
I know. Okay. Orlando Bloom has revealed that he was celibate 6 months before dating Katy Perry. He gave up sex for 6 months.
I've done that before.
Well, you know, people go through that and they have their reasons. He was talking with the Sunday Times, I guess, over this past weekend. Orlando Bloom was a 43-year-old. He said his friend and a friend of the Sarah and Vinny show, Laird Hamilton, said, oh, you should try celibacy. Get your head in the right place, man. Laird said to him, this is his pal, if you want to be serious about a relationship, go celibate for a few months. Figure it out. He said it changed his way of thinking. He says, it takes away the idea of going to a party and thinking, well, who am I going to meet? In other words, who am I going to take home?
Right.
I'm Orlando Bloom the whole time. I was suddenly like, oh, I can have a relationship with a woman that is just friends. He set out to be celibate for 3 months, but discovered that he was enjoying the way I was relating to women and to the feminine within myself. All right. He wound up remaining celibate for 6 months and actually avoided any form of sexual stimulation during that time.
Yes. Oh, you mean even by himself?
Well, I don't think he's coming right out and saying that, but he was avoiding it.
I've never done that.
Well, that does seem like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I know that I went long enough, and mine was related to my getting sober and just not wanting to be
involved. You mean not dating, being celibate.
Being celibate, not having sex with anybody.
Not keeping hands off.
That went on for long enough that when it was time to have sex again, I was concerned that I wouldn't,
remember how to do it,
know what to do.
Oh,
or be able to manage my,
happiness
self. I was really, well, I've told you the story. I went out and got some like numbing stuff.
Oh, that was as you were coming back to business, huh?
That was me. That was my first time back. It was an absolute disaster. I had to, in the middle of it, go, I need to go wash this off because
it's killing me.
It's causing me to not have the ability to rise to the occasion.
Oh,
and
boy.
Luckily she was very nice about it. And
was it Brandy?
No, it was not.
That's
but
a
thank
yes.
you for bring. No. Oh my God,
you're
you guys!
Fine girl.
It wasn't.
It's a good time to test this, sir.
It was so was not. But anyway,
with the Brandy, it was Brandy. Here we go, Vinny. Here comes your part.
Oh, my God.
Did it.
Yeah, Brandy. So anyway.
All right.
I get where he's coming from, and I do. There, it can cause, you know, like if for me, because I'd quit drinking, I hadn't had done it without having
been wasted in a while, right?
Forever, like that whole relationship, we were sort of partied and did it that way. At the, you know what I mean, most of the time, and then I went, got sober, and was, it was years. And then when I finally got back to it, I made that horrible choice, and it was
only
a disaster.
You figured it out. Wasn't a total disaster. You know, you, the girl liked you, I'm sure. Brandy's a good girl. So
it wasn't. Okay.
Back to Orlando Bloom. He did 6 months of celibacy, and during that time avoided any form of sexual stimulation. So, you know, I don't know that that means he never got handsy with himself.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, he says it. You should. It's true. He said, it was insane. I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it was advisable. You have to keep it moving down there.
I agree.
He's English. Is that how it sounds?
I think he is English. I'm just doing sort of a random,
like,
I mean,
leprechaun voice.
I know.
What
well, I've been doing the Irish thing all morning, so. It was insane. Anyway, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom first started dating in January of 2016. They broke up for a while in March of 2017. And then I guess they were just, it was early 2018 when they rekindled their romance. And then they got engaged Valentine's Day 2019. They're expecting their first child. I don't, he's saying they're getting married pretty soon, but I'll tell you something. Nobody's getting married anytime soon unless you're doing it alone.
Or
by
live
a Skype
stream it.
With a,
you can live, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Actually, did you see that thing about people are live? I mean, people are still dying. You know, things are happening. And they're live streaming funerals.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Wow, no, I hadn't seen that.
So I guess that you can you could live stream a wedding just as easily, although, you know, so much less fun. I don't know. Does everyone get dressed up and join a Skype page? I just don't know. Anyway, they're saying
everybody's wearing black from the underwear up.
What?
Wearing black from underwear up. You know, they're wearing no pants, but wearing black for the funeral.
Oh, right. You know, cause you can, right.
Cause you can
just Skype. You could just be bare-legged and you're Skyping and just like, you know. Now I get it. I was like, what is he talking about?
You know how it is.
The underwear.
You're
I
just dressing
understand.
For the camera. Got it.
Right.
Now I know. Anyway, they're madly in love. They're so overjoyed that they're having a baby, and, you know, they're not worried about marrying anytime soon. So
good for them.
Yes, it's lovely, isn't it? So in the 8 o'clock trash, I do have a little bit of music news. Much of it is coronavirus related, but we'll get to some of that. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I actually have some good news for you right after these messages.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.